I robbed a cash register in the service station. She moved to the next man. I tried to take my little sister to bed. Her eyes clicked to the next man. Each one jumped like a shooting gallery target. One time, wanted to take my brother to bed. I killed my cat when I was 6. Oh, God forgive me, I stoned her to death and said my neighbor did it. I lied about trying. I did take my sister. So did I. And me. It was better than she'd dreamed. They were all shouting to outdo one another, going further and further. No way of stopping, telling things that wouldn't ever let them look one another in the eye again. The nurse nodded at each confession, saying, "Yes, yes, yes." Then old Pete was on his feet. "I'm tired," was what he shouted, a strong, angry, copper tone to his voice that no one had ever heard before. Everyone hushed. They were somehow ashamed. It was as if he had suddenly said something that was real and true and important, and it had put all their childish hollering to shame. The big nurse was furious. She swiveled and glared at him, the smile dripping over her chin. She just had it going so good. "Somebody see to poor Mr. Bancini," she said. 2 or 3 got up. They tried to soothe him, pat him on his shoulder, but Pete wasn't being hushed. Tired, he kept on. Finally, the nurse sent one of the black boys to take him out of the day room by force. She forgot that the black boys didn't hold any control over people like Pete. Pete's been a chronic all his life. Even though he didn't come into the hospital till he was better than 50, he'd always been a chronic. His head has 2 big dents, one on each side, where the doctor who was with his mother at borning time pinched his skull trying to pull him out. Pete had looked out first and seen all the delivery room machinery waiting for him and somehow realized what he was being born into and had grabbed onto everything handy in there to try to stave off being born. The doctor reached in and got him by the head with a set of dulled ice tongs and jerked him loose and figured everything was all right. But Pete's head was still too new and soft as clay, and when it set, those 2 dents left by the tongs stayed. And this made him simple to where it took all his straining effort and concentration and willpower just to do the tasks that came easy to a kid of 6. But one good thing, being simple like that put him out of the clutch of the combine. They weren't able to mold him into a slot. So they let him get a simple job on the railroad, where all he had to do was sit in a little clapboard house way out in the sticks on a lonely switch and wave a red lantern at the trains if the switch was one way, and a green one if it was the other, and a yellow one if there was a train someplace up ahead. And he did it, with main force and a gut power they couldn't mash out of his head, out by himself on that switch. And he never had any controls installed. That's why the black boy didn't have any say over him. But the black boy didn't think of that right off any more than the nurse did when she ordered Pete removed from the day room. The black boy walked right up and gave Pete's arm a jerk toward the door, just like you'd jerk the reins on a plow horse to turn him.